let's look at the current situation. Regardless of what we have on the ground, where are our water levels sitting at this point? And are they at different levels depending on which waterway under Quinney Conservation's jurisdiction?
Well, I guess currently we're trending to be a normal spring. And we're just basing that on snow conditions in the north part of our watershed. Like, all of our reservoir lakes are being properly managed to capture the spring freshet, so like as best as possible, so that we're at a fairly consistently normal level right now. Although we've had some recent large snowfall events, the majority of the snow, majority of the region in the north part of our watershed is below or at normal snow accumulation. So we're at a relatively normal situation right now. We look after all of Prince Edward County, and then the Moira River watershed, extending from the city of Belleville Bay of Quinney all the way north to Tudor Cashel up north of Lingham Lake, and then all of the Salmon River watershed, and then all of the Napanee region watershed, which includes up areas up towards Verona and Arden and that north area.
So when you guys are trying to make projections, a lot of the projections probably have to be made with either unknown or guesstimations on what the future brings. If spring were to start right now, you don't see any areas in any real danger at this point?
No, not really. Like, we have some dams that we operate as reservoirs that hold water back in the spring freshet, but it really is a combination of snow accumulation, how much rainfall we get in the spring, and then what those temperatures are like. So a perfect scenario for a slow spring freshet, a slow release of water, are warming days and then below freezing nighttime, so that it slowly releases the water throughout the few weeks throughout the spring freshet. So that's the easiest way that we can tell from long-term trends. Like, if there's a couple weeks of weather coming in that looks reasonably good temperatures in the daytime, cold nights, then that means a easier spring.
What about the situation as far as Lake Ontario's St. Lawrence River are concerned? What kind of things are being done to try and make sure that is a steady flow as well?
Yeah, there's a few things happening there. Like, currently, Lake Ontario outflows continue to be maximized at the dams in Cornwall or close to Cornwall, but only as ice conditions allow them downstream, because St. Lawrence ice conditions can cause flooding, so they have to time those outflows properly. So Lake Ontario is expected to continue to lower over the next week or so, but we will start to see a slight increase as warmer weather conditions arrive. Currently, Lake Ontario is about 9 centimeters below average for this time of year. So again, that's a positive, and they continue to aggressively lower that system in accordance to their management and contingency plans for the spring. We're in a much better position to manage flooding this spring compared to either 2017 or 2019. Not that we manage that, but the way the lake is responding, the caveat there is that Lake Erie, which drains into Lake Ontario, is higher than normal, and we see continuous maximum outflows coming out of Lake Ontario, but there's not really anything to control those outflows at Lake Ontario.
How many more years do you see us really having to focus on these outflows from Lake Erie? Because obviously to get from Lake Superior to the St. Lawrence is quite a long journey.
Right, yeah. I you know what, it's all climate change. There's continuous seeing continuous high levels in all of the Great Lakes, and I can't predict the future as to how long that will continue.